WXLN.
Titans football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
Welcome back here to Montgomery County High School, side of the Recreation Bowl here. Just had the coin flip. Collins won the flip, elected to defer, so therefore Montgomery County will get the football to start this one. Collins back out on the field, getting ready to run through their cheerleading squad, and nearly every student in Montgomery County High School out. So Montgomery County can run out as they come through their student body and come to the near sideline. And Collins goes to their sideline, and we're just under a minute, Scott, to get this one underway quickly. Give me your keys here for a Collins victory tonight.
I think the keys tonight is going to be controlling the offensive and defensive line, getting pressure on the quarterback. I believe if we get pressure on the quarterback, I just got a feeling we're going to be able to run the football tonight, and I think getting pressure on their quarterback, maybe get a pick early in the game to kind of set the tone.
So Montgomery County wearing their red jerseys with gray pants.
The kid question is, are we going to kick it in the end zone? Saying this guy kicked 48 balls through the end zone. Are we going to onside kick it, or are we going to kick it off?
Back deep for Montgomery County.
That's a freshman right here. Shakari Tool, number 10.
Can't make out the number on
who that
long
is.
Night.
I think it's
number 6, Dylan Akers, in the middle, standing right on the goal line.
He better scoot up.
And another new area, for this year, after 3 years, a new kicker for Collins. Blant Cricky has graduated, moved on to University of Louisville. Noah Bruner takes over, an extremely strong leg. Saw him kicking field goals in pregame from 50 yards out.
Yeah, very, very talented.
He approaches the football, kicks it deep, high kickoff, kick deep, and caught at the 1 yard line. Here comes Akers, and he'll be tackled just over the 20-yard line. Tackled, I think, by Sam Harrod. So good play by Sam. Look, he had a little bit of gap to start that.
It did look like he had a big gap. I was kind of worried there for a minute.
They'll mark him dead at the 24-yard line.
Your corners are Casey Warner and Hawk. Your safeties are Sam Harrod and Pookie. Linebackers Nick Eade, Zach Smith, and then I think it's Zach Stucker on the other side.
Inside handoff right up the middle. Good yardage over the 30, maybe up to the 31-yard line. Alexander Stepanchuk with the carry. Gains 7 yards on first down. It'll be 2nd and 3. Montgomery County in I formation. Walker drops back, looking to kick it out, and through the hands of Dylan Akers, incomplete. And it'll bring up 3rd and 3 here for the Indians.
Had him open there, and a nice play. Really should have been a catch, and really just missed it. Collins got to kind of stop on Casey. Casey about 5 yards off of him right there. Big play right here early in the game.
3rd and 3, they'll go with the shotgun. Walker drops back, looking to kick it over to Akers. This one complete up to the 35. He'll escape a Casey Warner tackle and be wrestled down at the 39-yard line. First down, Montgomery County.
Same play, really just went out about 10 yards, turned around, threw the ball.
Warner really giving him a lot of room here on the edge. Walker leads him back to the line of scrimmage. I formation, this time Alex Harvey on the back of that eye.
Harvey, a good-looking kid back there on the back of that eye.
Walker looks to check it a little bit. Steps back, looking to throw. Being pressured, throws it on the outside and over the head of the receiver on the outside. Incomplete.
Zach Stucker put a pretty good lick on the quarterback. Came from that outside linebacker position.
That was intended for Cody Parsley, their leading returning receiver.
Right now, though, Collins not getting a lot of push up the middle. Montgomery County's offensive line doing a really good job keeping them out.
Under center once again. He'll turn handoff to Harvey, and he bowls through over the 45-yard line. Gain of about 6 yards, close to 7 on 2nd down. It'll bring up 3rd and short here again. Defensive line right now is Jalen Stone and Jacob Dale at the defensive ends, and Isaiah White and Leland Carwell at defensive tackles. 3rd and 3, they're back to the shotgun. Through the hands, Walker going back to retreat, and he'll recover the fumble. But it'll be close to a 10-yard loss back to the 33-yard line, and Montgomery County will be forced to punt it away. tell you what, they held Leland right there, too. I've seen Leland. He kind of went through and he got turned around backwards. Either that or I don't know what he did. Somebody had to grab a hold of his jersey, but back deep. Going to have dual return guys.
Maggart and Pookie Murphy.
Pookie on the right side, Dalton Maggart on the left. Snap back to the punter. He fumbles the snap. Going to put pressure. Now they're chasing him. He's going to run with it. Here he comes up the left side. He'll have the first down. It was fourth and about 16 or 17 yards. Fumbled the snap. Ran it through the left side. All the way up over midfield for a first down.
It wasn't really a fake punt. I think he just took off because Jack Stewart was on him and he couldn't catch him. Everybody else had their back to him.
So a new set of downs here for the Indians.
I tell you what, Zach Stewart's been really active here early. I mean,
Zach Stucker.
Been really active here late. I mean, early in the game, I'm sorry. That wasn't really his fault. He just got,
he brought good pressure off the left side. He fumbled it and went to the other side of the field. Big game. Turns, hands to Harvey. He's got room to run, another 7 or 8 yard gain. And we got a flag on the play.
I don't know what that could be. I didn't see.
I
didn't see any kind of.
Right at the tackle is where the penalty flag was thrown.
Anything. I think Pookie come in, put a shoulder into him. But.
Officials getting together, waiting for the call on this one.
It must be against
Montgomery Collins. Jacob Dale stepping in like the captain. Let's see. Personal foul. Hit to the head on Collins. That'll be a 15-yard penalty, and we'll give Montgomery County a first down. I think it's going to be now near about the 27-yard line when they're all said and done.
I guess they're calling that, I guess, Pookie's shoulder. It didn't look like me to hit him in the head, but I don't know. I was kind of wondering why Pookie didn't wrap him up. Harvey, though, running physical out there early in the game.
Coach Lucas, I think, is going to take a timeout. Looking maybe to regroup the defense. Defense played fairly well there, Scott, but then
just a bad look on it, yeah.
And then kind of reeling a little bit on their heels here, looking maybe to regroup these guys here early in the game.
Yeah, just kind of get them a little quick breath here, a drink, and kind of, like you said, regroup, maybe see something strategically they're not doing right, they want to change. But right now, Harvey's just running hard back there at the running back spot. He's a good size running back. I don't have a size on him, but he's running over some people, ran over Jacob Dale, and last time drug some people about 3 or 4 yards. So, but they did have him stop, like you mentioned, just kind of a bad break really on that punt. Everybody had their back to the guy, and once it hit the ground, I think he was going to punt it. But a good play by the punter.
The thing that surprised me thus far is really getting 5 or 6 yards before any contact off the line of scrimmage. Montgomery County offensive line really owning the line of scrimmage right now.
And there's a lot of experience on that defensive line by Collins, so you like to see him kind of step up here. Maybe that's what Coach Lucas kind of had a little man-to-man talk to these guys.
All right, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the 27-yard line. Montgomery County back to the I formation. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Walker stepping back, now being chased. Still on the move. And he is going to try to throw it away. And I think they may say he's out of bounds. And they will rule him out of bounds at the 36-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 9 yards when all said and done. He was trying to throw it away but had stepped out of bounds prior to the pass attempt. So good pressure. We just mentioned the line of scrimmage, but good pressure. I think it was Jalen Stone and Leland Carwell with the initial pressure.
Made him
kind of
forced
him out of the pocket.
Yeah, made him roll out to his left, and it's kind of hard. You know, right-handed quarterback rolling to the left and kind of tough to.
Shotgun formation. Carwell busts off the line again, and he'll complete the pass down to the 27-yard line, the original line of scrimmage.
Jack Stucker was in about a fingernail knocking that away. Another good pressure by Leland, though. Leland finally starting to get some pressure off that side over there.
Really quick off the ball, forced Walker to roll out to his right side, but a good pass completion down to Parsley.
Not sure what Coach Lucas told him, but since then we've had good pressure on the first two plays. Another big play here, about 10 and a half.
Third and 10 and going to a two tight end formation, I formation. He'll turn, he'll hand to Harvey. And Harvey will be tackled for a short game, down maybe to the 25-yard line.
Pookie Murphy.
And it's kind of, to me, almost looked like they knew they were going to go four down, trying to get something on third down. They're changing offensive personnel with 4th and 8 on the 25-yard line. Big 4th down play here early in this game. Walker in the shotgun. He'll roll to his left, and we've got a flag on the play. And they've whistled down the play dead. And I think they're saying maybe too many men on the field. That's what it appears to be for Montgomery County, I do believe. And now they're going to wave the flag off. I think that's initially what they were waving the flag was for, too many men on the field. I think they recounted and they'll replay the down. Bad luck there for Collins. They'd gotten good off the ball. The defensive line had was getting good pressure.
Maybe you can kind of see what they were going to run, though.
So they'll go back to the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. Harvey in the backfield with Walker. He turns. And through the hands, would have been short of the first down anyway, intended for Akers. Through his hands, incomplete. And they'll turn it over on downs, and Collins will take over possession. First and 10 at the 25-26-yard line.
You have to mention, man, say good comment by Coach Lucas or whatever he said to him. Got a defense started getting a lot more pressure after the little talk they had there. Whether it was just the break or what it was. Something good.
Collins will open up, shotgun formation. Two receivers to the right, two backs in the backfield. He'll turn and he'll fake it to one back and gives it back to Roseberry. He'll get up near the 30-yard line. Faked it to Murphy going one way, a little misdirection with Roseberry, the second back through. He'll gain 3 yards up to the 30-yard line. 2nd and 7. Collins in a no huddle.
Collins with Maggart and Peyton Hawk at the wide receivers.
Siler.
I got to never get that guy's name right. Is it's in the slot. Pookie Murphy and Nashawn on each side of J.R. Lucas.
Collins in the same formation. Two backs. A turn. He'll hand to Murphy this time. Pookie around the left side. Barreling through, and he'll be up near the first down marker at the 36-yard line. It'll depend on the spot. I think he's going to be just a little bit short. He's going to bring up 3rd and about half, about almost a full yard. Collins quickly back to the line of scrimmage once again.
3rd and 1 yard, and we're going 4 wide.
4 wides. Roseberry, the only back in the backfield. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Roseberry right through the middle of the field. Hit hard, spins off, and enough for the first down.
Good physical run there by Nashawn.
Collins will open up with a first down. It'll be 1st and 10, Titans.
Got Dustin Hinkle just checked in at left guard, replacing Jacob Dale. Probably giving Jacob just a little break when he just got to be playing defense, too.
Pistol formation here for Collins this time. Roseberry directly behind Lucas in the shotgun. He'll turn. He'll pitch to Roseberry. Roseberry trying to get the edge, and he'll be tackled for a loss back inside the 35-yard line.
Dylan Sauer just didn't get his block out there. Talking about going, I think they're going to the heavy pack. I think Pookie's in at quarterback. I've seen JR go to the sideline.
And they will. We mentioned them going to a wildcat look with Pookie Murphy. And Pookie is at quarterback. Turns. He'll fake it. Looking to get the run. He's nothing there. Bottled up well behind the line of scrimmage. Defensive line really owning the Collins offensive line here early in this one. He's tackled back inside the 30-yard line. Running a little bit of a read option there. And there was nothing there either side. So two running plays equals a loss of about 8 yards.
Still staying with this wildcat formation, 3rd and 17.
Third and 17. Murphy looks to the sideline. He'll be the lone.
We're going 5 wide here with Pookie as the
lone man in the backfield. 3 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Murphy going to tug. We're going to throw it this time. He's looking. Now he's going to step up, going to run to the left side, going to be tackled well short of the first down, up over the 40-yard line. He'll get 10 yards on that one.
I get where we're going to go for it now, though.
Going to bring up 4th and about 7. And Noah Bruner on the field here for Collins to punt it away. Dual returners here for Montgomery County, Akers and Parsley. Back at their own 20-yard line.
Interesting going to the Wildcat that early.
Bruner back to punt it away. Low snap. He'll fumble but get his hands back on it, and we'll kick it end over end. Parsley will catch it at the 23-yard line. Straight up the middle of the field, and will be tackled at about the 40-yard line.
Got a flag down here back here. I don't know if it's roughing the kicker. Hopefully. Yeah, ball hit the ground, though.
Flag right in the middle.
All I've seen was the punter.
The line of scrimmage. Waiting for the official call.
Holding
on Collins. And they're going to decline that penalty and take the field position.
They might have been 10 yards from the end of the run in high school. I'm not sure.
They decline the penalty. They'll take over their second possession of the game here from the 40-yard line. First and 10, Montgomery County. 4:21 to go here in the first quarter play. We're scoreless. Looking for any. I don't see any. The only change I see on the defensive line, I see Colton Albee in at defensive tackle, replacing Isaiah White from the first possession. Everyone else seems to be the same. Quick handoff to Harvey, and he's up over the 45, 46-yard line. Another 6-yard gain for Harvey. So Montgomery County still continues to get decent yardage here on first down.
From a team that talked about coming and throwing it all around, they're doing a pretty good job running the football.
Second and 4 here from the 46. Turns, he'll hand to Harvey again. He'll spin off a man, run over another, and then we've got a flag after the play, back in the backfield.
Got to be holding.
Looked like a hold, like he just grabbed Leland and pulled him down.
Tell you what, Harvey made a really good move in that backfield, though.
For a big guy.
Yeah. You said how many yards he gained last year?
393.
He looks like he's a good running back to me.
So the flag will nullify the first down.
If that's from the spot of the foul, that could be a big, huge penalty. It is. It's going to be a huge penalty. It's personal foul.
It was holding on the offensive line on Leland. And you mentioned that the
play. They called that a personal foul. It's within the eyes.
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
No, he signaled holding.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was just from the spot of the foul. So it was 2 yards deep in the backfield is where the holding occurred, 10 yards from the spot. So it turns out to be approximately a 12-yard penalty. We'll bring up second and about 16 here from the 34-yard line. Walker, this time in the shotgun, 3 receivers to the right, drops back, looking, throw it across the middle, and it's complete up over the 41-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Sam Harrod.
I can't tell if it's 20. What number is it?
I thought I would say 23, but I'm not sure. That's what it is. That's hard to tell. You're right.
Third and 8. Walker drops back. Now he's being pressured. Steps up in the pocket looking for somewhere to go with it. And will be a nice tackle behind the line of scrimmage by Zach Stucker. And will force a 4th down play here for Montgomery County. Nice play by Stucker. Good pressure by the defensive line. But you mentioned Zach Stucker really been active here early.
Leland lost his shoe. I was just wondering.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Once again, we got Pookie Murphy.
I think we're going to watch the punter this time.
And Dalton Maggard back deep. 4th and 9 from Montgomery County from the 41-yard line. Snap is good this time, and he'll punt it away off the side of his foot and gets a Montgomery County roll, but still Collins going to get excellent field position. So it rolls dead at the 38-yard line.
Tell you what, that's a huge, huge penalty there. Montgomery County kind of had it going a little bit, and that penalty holding, and it was, what, almost 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It was almost
about a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
So J.R. Lucas back out on the field here for Collins, and they'll come out in a 4 wide receiver set, 3 receivers split to the right, which is the wide side of the field.
Collins only trimmed one pass, and that was a pooky run after, didn't find anybody open.
Lucas now stands up, looks to the sideline. Nashawn Roseberry back in the backfield with him to the left of Lucas. J.R. takes a snap, looking to throw this one. Got pressured. Now stepping up, he's going to be sacked in the backfield, back inside the 35, maybe the 33-yard line. Had a free blitzing linebacker coming hard from the right side. J.R. tried to step up in the pocket, no room to run, and he'll be sacked for about a 5-yard loss.
They really, that's what they want. They want that guy running. If you remember Lawson, he would want that guy to come because he could make that guy miss. And then you got an advantage with your receivers. But right there, JR just couldn't get away. He kind of had a little alley for a minute, but quickly shut down.
So second and 15, ball here at the 33-yard line. Lucas throws in the backfield to Roseberry, and he'll be caught for a loss back inside the 30-yard line near the 25. So Collins going more backwards than they are forward here. And have really failed to get really any positive momentum after the initial first down they got on their first possession. But right now, Montgomery County all in the backfield.
Just getting a lot of pressure. That offensive line is really, you know, right now getting manhandled, really.
So a loss of seven on that last play will bring up third and 22, 45 seconds to go here in the quarter.
We've got Brian Stone. Now we've had it rotating in on that guard spot over there.
So Lucas will go empty backfield here, looking over the defense. Takes a snap, and he'll shovel it forward to Roseberry. Nashon looking to get vertical, and he'll be caught at the 30-yard line. It'll go for about a five-yard gain on the shovel pass. So Collins on their second possession goes backward about 10 yards and will be forced to punt it away. And I think that may be the last play of the first quarter, and it will. So we're through one quarter of play. Neither team has managed to get on the scoreboard. And in the second game of the 2015 Recreation Bowl, we are scoreless after one quarter of play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.